Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Now, I said earlier that we use the movement of the sun as the calendar, which we still use today. How many days did it take? Did they say in the Bible it took God to create Earth?
7. Oh, nice.
Speaking of days of the week, how many do we have?
7.
I wonder where that number came from.
One for each of the wanderers?
There you go. Sunday is Sun's Day. Monday is Moon's Day. Tuesday is Mars Day.
Yes.
Wednesday is Mercury's Day. Thursday is Jupiter's Day. Friday is Venus's Day. Venus rules love and desire. What do you think? What do people try to do on Friday nights?
Get wasted.
Yeah, love and desire. And Saturday, the last day of the week and the last visible planet, is Saturn's Day. Funny how that works, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another side note. Jewish people, they go to the synagogue on Saturn's Day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to mention that in the Jewish religion, Saturday is like a really big day for them. Like you don't really do much on Saturday till you've had that dinner. What is it, the Shabbat dinner?
Yeah. Muslims also go to the synagogue, the mosque on Saturday, right? I think Saturday, is it?
I think so.
Yeah. So they would actually be worshiping the Church of Saturn.
Right. And Christians.
Christians. When did they go to church?
Sunday, the day of the sun.
Yes. And now Christians worship the sun. The sun worshipers. And you could see this depicted. All you have to do is pull up, look at any logo, like church and all that, and look at their logo. I bet you will see a picture of the sun somewhere in that picture.
Yeah.
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 Another thing, you see pictures of Jesus and holy people, right? What do they have behind their heads?
Like a crown type thing.
What's it called?
Like a halo.
A halo, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did I say the name of the sun was?
Helos.
Ah.
Really? That came from that?
Does helos and halos sound similar?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Especially because it's a circle, you know? It's a circular motion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what else they got?
What?
Have you ever heard of archangels?
Yes, archangels, yeah.
Yeah. You know how many archangels they have?
7.
Yeah. You know what their names are?
Yes, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael. I forgot the other 3 or 4.
Ariel.
Ariel,
Jophiel.
Yes.
Samuel,
yes. Yes.
And did you say Azrael?
I don't think I said Azrael.
Yeah. How many deadly sins?
7 deadly sins.
Oh. You know what they are?
I'll tell you.
Pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth.
Wow. Pride for the sun. Wait, say them again. Pride.
Pride. Greed.
Greed.
Lust. Envy. Gluttony. Wrath. And sloth. Oh, lucky 7.
Interesting.
If I really wanted to point out, I really could point out how all 14 things I just listed off right there have planetary significations. If you look up, like, you know, let's see, what is wrath? If you look up Mars signification,
yeah,
do you think wrath and Mars, it would sound kind of alike and kind of sound like Mars run amok?
Absolutely.
How about pride? Could that equal the sun?
Yeah.
And the sun run amok?
Yep.
Yeah. Archangel Gabriel, I think he was like the messenger and all that, right?
Yeah, I think he's technically Mercury.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Doesn't he sound like Mercury?
Yeah.
Lastly, I know you may be thinking, well, Paul, you missed three planets. Well, I was talking about the way the ancients looked up at the planets. I know in modern astrology, they have worked in the use of Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and they have their own significations. But in terms of astrology, these three are still very new. We have ideas of what their significations could be, but the ones I spoke on have come from looking up and then down for thousands of years. We've only been looking up at the last three for maybe a little bit over 100, and I think they found Neptune 175 years ago. We may have a little more observing to do when it comes to those three.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.